Thousands of people are gathering this weekend on the Outer Banks of North Carolina to celebrate the foremost famous flights of Orville and Wilbur Wright. By the end of the day on December 17, 1903, the Wright brothers, between them, had logged a total of 1 minute and 38 seconds, the first moments of powered flight in history. Since then, pilots have logged their flights in journals or official logbooks. It's a regulation. Evelyn Bryan Johnson of Morristown, Tennessee, has been keeping her logbook for quite a while.
Do you know how many flight hours you have?
Yes, sir, I sure do. 57,545, and I got 2 3/10 day before yesterday, and I got 7/10 while ago, so that makes about 3 more hours on top of that.
My gosh. Now, how does that compare with, like, John Glenn or Chuck Yeager?
They don't have that much.
Of course, none of those guys is 94 years old.
94 years old. That's real good.
94 today.
We were with Evelyn Johnson on her 94th birthday last month at the Moore Merle Airport in Morristown, Tennessee. She was not yet born when the Wright brothers took off in 1903, but she wasn't far behind. Evelyn Johnson has logged more flight hours than any other living person, and she still flies every day, weather permitting, giving flight tests or lessons.
Now the gas is on off. Put your hand down here.
Yes, ma'am.
Right?
That's gas, okay.
If that's laying down flat.
Yeah, it is
on.
Flat.
If it's up, it'd be off.
Okay.
Now before we started.
Yes, ma'am.
Either open the door or open the window and yell prop clear real loud.
Prop clear!
All right, now then.
Yes, ma'am.
Turn on the ignition.
Yeah.
Look around and not only depend on them knowing you're saying that, you look and know yourself. So
prop's
what
clear.
You do, okay,
yeah.
Is turn the switch.
Evelyn Johnson sits in the co-pilot seat on the right side of a single-engine Cessna 150, tail number November 704 Yankee Echo. Someone has stuck a crank on her side of the instrument panel, a big red panic button. Evelyn Johnson is slightly bowed and walks haltingly. Her skin seems parchment thin. She wheezes while lifting a leg into the cockpit, but at the age of 94, Evelyn Johnson is still an FAA-certified flight instructor who test pilots before they earn their licenses and ratings.
Do you have any idea how many pilots you've trained?
Well, I tell you, I used to count the solos. When I passed 3,000, I quit counting them. Of course, that was a long time ago. So I would say this is not a figure that's actual counted, about 5,000. But I've given over 9,000 flight tests for the FAA.
You trained any airline pilots?
Oh, mercy, yes. Lots of them. Two of them turned out to be vice presidents of U.S. Air. One of them was a 30-year pilot for FedEx. One of the girls flies for American out of New York. Some of the other girls fly for United, Delta. There's lots of girls as well as boys. There's lots and lots and lots of them.
Morristown Moore Merrell Field. Automated weather observation. 1-9-0-9 Zulu. Clear below 1-2,000.
It's a bright day in Morristown. Hazy in the way that reminds you we're in the Smoky Mountains, but good flying weather. We have to steer the plane by foot pedals along a taxiway to position ourselves for takeoff.
Now, don't get on the brakes. Stay off the brakes. Get on the bottom part of that pedal. Brakes are at the top bar. You want to go very slowly, so if you had to stop suddenly, you could.
Yeah.
You don't want to get off in the grass. You want to stay right on that yellow line.
Here we are, dead set in the middle.
A number of Evelyn's students have a nickname for her that seems suggested by her chirpy attentiveness.
One of my students, she was about as old as I am. She just died now about 3 or 4 weeks ago. But anyway, it was a long time ago, she sent me a Mother's Day card. Now, my goodness, what's she doing sending me a Mother's Day card? She's nearly as old as I am. But she had a note in it. It said, Mama Bird. She said, you act just like a mama bird acts about the baby birds when you're looking after your students.
We taxi down to runway 23 and run through the checklist. Flight controls, free and correct. Directional gyro, artificial horizon altimeter set. Fuel is on, mixture rich, elevator trim set. Run the engine up to 1,700 RPMs and watch gauges on the instrument panel hum just a little under the glass. The checklist is complete.
time to go.
Okay. Now look back and I can see nobody's coming down the taxiway. Is that back coming?
No, ma'am.
I will get back out on the taxiway. But it's got it with the rudders, remember.
Evelyn Johnson gets on the radio to alert other aircraft in the area.
Morristown traffic, 704 Yankee Echo, taking off runway 23. All right, push the throttle in all the way smoothly. All the way, and keep your hand on it. All the way, all the way, all the way, all the way. We're going to keep it straight with our feet. All right, we got enough speed to take off. We'll apply a little back pressure. Now we're going to climb straight ahead at about 75 miles an hour.
Okay.
We climb up to 3,500 feet and head west for Cherokee Lake. It was Evelyn Johnson's birthday, and she wanted to fly. But you might hear some nervousness in my voice. These days, Evelyn Johnson flies mostly with students who, unlike me, have already soloed and can land a plane, or licensed pilots who are being recertified. Few flyers have a longer record of flight safety than Evelyn Johnson. And yet, I did not always feel confident flying a trainer with just myself and a 94-year-old pilot at the controls. Evelyn had to bring her thick glasses close to the instrument panel to see the altimeter and airspeed. I worried about the chance of an emergency in which she would take sick and I would be useless. So I discouraged Evelyn Johnson from showing us a few barrel rolls in the air.
We can just head back. That's fine. Well,
truthfully, if you're up here, you might as well learn something.
Okay.
See, we're losing altitude.
What do we do?
Just pull back a little to hold the nose up.
Oh, all right. Thank you.
If you want to go down, you push down. You want to go up, you pull up.
It's only when flying becomes simple and instinctive that maybe you can enjoy some of the distractions that spread out all around you. The bird's eye view of brown hills, tawny trees, green streams, and red roofs of East Tennessee.
Boy, it's beautiful up here, isn't it?
It is, it sure is.
Never get tired of it?
Never, never, never.
We turn back after about 15 minutes and get just a little turned around.
Well, where is the airport?
Well, we're going up this way and see.
All right. Are you fooling me, Evelyn?
No, I'm telling you. It's up this way somewhere. We gotta find it.
Oh, all right. I'm just wondering if this is a test for me.
No.
There it is. Straight ahead, Evelyn.
Uh-huh.
We sail over the end of the runway, too high to sit down. Evelyn decides that we should go around.
My fault, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Our descent is fine on the second pass, and we land hard.
A little hard.
Well, I'm an amateur. It's not your fault.
But there's an aviation saying, any landing you walk away from is good.
Okay, now then, this is kind of contrary, so instead of trying to pull it out, twist it all the way.
All the way?
Till it stops.
Evelyn Johnson has taught or tested most of the pilots in her corner of East Tennessee. Bob Minter, who runs the Tennessee Museum of Aviation, says she's regarded as a tough and exacting examiner.
She does not give pilot licenses away either. One of our local pilots learned that when one day last couple summers ago he was out here and kind of he was going to take his instrument check ride and he says, "Well, I'm going up. Evelyn's going to give me my instrument rating today." And everybody went, "Give is not the operative word here, my man." And so he got in his airplane and he flew up to Morristown. He came back with the sourest disposition you've ever seen, and we knew things had not gone well. He had a little pink slip to prove they hadn't. And an invitation from Evelyn to come back when he could get it all straight and try again.
Jack and Jackie Shipe, a father and daughter team, run a flight school out of an airplane hangar at Gatlinburg Pigeon Forge Airport, not far from Morristown. Evelyn Johnson has instructed and tested them. Now they send some of their students to Evelyn for what are called check rides.
Do you think she is as an effective teacher today at the age of 94 as she was 20 years ago at the age of 74? As I even phrased the question, it just sounds so remarkable.
Today, Evelyn wears hearing aids and that sort of thing.
Yeah.
It's pretty hard, you know, to keep up your stamina for that long and your effectiveness. But what she does is emphasize safety. And on a check ride, you better know how to use a map, because she says the batteries never run out on a map, you know.
Yeah.
And if you can't use that map, you're done for. That's the end of it.
Yeah, I agree with Dad.
I'm sure at 94 she doesn't feel quite as good as she did at 74, but she's still a very safe instructor. You know, she has to have an FAA medical every year, and she passes it. And her health is still better than a lot of people's, you know, and in some ways I don't guess she has changed much, you know.
Human flight is now a century old. The sounds and trails of planes in the sky are almost as commonplace as birdsong. How many of today's frequent flyers spend as much time looking out at the world they're passing over as they do thumbing through the airline magazine or watching in-flight entertainment? Evelyn Johnson may be the only pilot still flying who remembers almost every year of the century of flight. She reminds us why flying still dazzles.
It's a different world from anything else. And you get up there and you fly around, everything's so beautiful. It's just wonderful like that. And then while you're up there, you forget about the problems while you're up. Mm-hmm. You still got them, but that doesn't matter. You've had a little rest from it. It's just a wonderful thing, and I've said it now. I say it to everybody, even the ACLU. I don't see how anybody can be up in the air and see this world and not believe in God. Now, that's true, and I tell you, Frank, they have never cut it out of one of them I've ever said it.
Powered flight by human beings is 100 years old. You probably have reflected on the fact that you are almost 100 years old.
Well, of course, I've thought about it. I'd like to live to be 100. Mm-hmm. Here's what I'd like. Willard Scott be telling about me being 100 years old, but I wouldn't hear him because I'd be up flying.
It was recorded by Brian Jarbo and produced by Charlie Mayer, with aviation consulting provided by Alex Garcella.
We'll make a 90 to the left and go parallel with the highway over here. Aileron and rudder together. Wheel back to the middle, relax the rudder. Let it turn.
I think I'm coming in a little too high.
No, we're not too high.
We're all right.
We're just 800 feet.
Visit NPR.org to see pictures of Evelyn Johnson. You'll also find links to websites devoted to the centennial of flight and flight training. This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon.